3501, Moody and Gate.
3501, I got your customer contact. What's going on?
Passenger with service animal wouldn't answer the questions, and now it's going off on me.
Okay, you asked me if it was a service animal?
Yes.
Does it have on the service animal leash, or what made you ask the question?
It's a pit bull.
Okay, and is it on a leash?
It is on a leash, but I asked him what's the train to do. He just started giving me all kinds of guff and telling me he's going to have my job. Well, I was doing my job, making sure that it is serviceable. I am allowed to ask what it's trained to do, and he said I'm harassing him. Profiling is the word. I invited him to get off the bus. He will not.
Okay, and are you at Moody and Gaines still with your doors open?
No, I didn't want to block the streetcar, so I proceeded to Moody and Thomas.
Okay, and are you there with your doors open?
I am now.
I have you. Do you feel like you might need police or a supervisor, or what's the case? Are they behaving themselves now?
Well, he's quiet, probably because I'm on the radio with you. The thing is, there's been increasing numbers of people who lie and say they have a service animal. And all I ask, I tell them pets need to be in carriers. And then he started giving me lips, it's a service animal, I don't have any ride, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, what's a train to do? You can't ask me, what's ADA stand for? You know you're profiling me, so he's back there grumbling right now, but I don't need to be harassed on my job for doing my job as I was trained to do.
Okay, well, let me find the SOP in regards to service animals. I do know that asking them if it's a service animal and they say, yeah, it's HIPAA rights. So it's kind of a gray, shady area. Just be careful when asking. If you ask if it's a service animal and they say, yeah, I would just kind of leave it at that, unless it goes to a different direction. But in regards to just saying, you know, them getting offensive, yeah, I totally understand it and I get it. But just keep in mind that it's a gray subject.
Yeah, I get it's a gray area. And usually we work right through it. This guy's got an attitude. You know, and I guess I snap back at him, too, so. Anyway, I'm trying to figure out where to go from here. He seems quiet now, but I really, really, really dislike being told how to do my job when he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know what I mean? I'd rather you tell me what to do.